Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Clicked on something there if you heard a little crowd noise.
Sounded like the sink.
Well, I was playing a little video here of Ben Lively last night getting called for a balk.
Oh.
And usually this thing is muted, but it wasn't. But now it's muted. So there you go. You never know what happens here in this studio.
Oh, Andy. Man, you just never know.
That's the beauty of this place. Morning show walk-in in the middle of the afternoon. It's the beauty.
Waiting for Peterlin to roll in here.
So Ben Lively last night was called for this buck. I want to get into that in just one second.
Yeah.
But here you sit, Andy. No Shane Bieber. Tristan McKenzie telling The Athletic that he's pitching through a torn UCL. Guys have pitched through that. Don't mistake that. Guys have not had that surgery and have gone on to have careers. I mean, it's happened. But it's not like, it's like, oh, don't worry about it. Just, you'll be okay. That I think you're keeping your fingers crossed either way, aren't you?
Yes.
You know?
I mean, there's a chunk of guys who have been able to change how they throw and have changed how they've done stuff and have found success. Masahiro Tanaka, Aaron Nola is another one who had a UCL tear, realized he needed to put some weight on, get more leg strength, that kind of stuff, and was able to avoid the surgery. So there are ways to get around this. The question is how valuable is Tristan McKenzie as a average to below average pitcher compared to how valuable is Tristan McKenzie?
Which he's been so far this year, but not necessarily the way he's going to be the rest of the season or beyond. You never know, right? But right now, so no Shane Bieber, no Gavin Williams, and Tristan McKenzie with our fingers crossed, which leaves you with Bibee and Logan Allen and Ben Lively, who's 32 years old, has kicked around the majors a little bit and pitched very well last night, by the way. Nice job by him.
Right.
But it's weird to me, Andy, to see the Guardians, who have always done a really nice job with pitching. And not to say they haven't looked at other organizations and picked up a guy here and there, because they have.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, last night, Ben Lively, okay, you bring him in for depth, well, he's all of a sudden in your rotation. To me, he's different than Carlos Carrasco, who, of course, is at the end of his career, maybe, and you brought him back, but he was beloved here, and that's one of the reasons why. But Lively just comes in, veteran arm you can put on the mound. Wes Parsons, bullpen arm who you can, you know, put on the mound. And they both pitched last night and did well, But it's a little weird. You have confidence in the rotation, or your fingers just crossed? Because my fingers
just crossed right now at this point. But and again, the Guardians have been the beneficiary of playing some of Major League Baseball's underachieving teams so far. Is that a nice way, politically correct way to say playing teams that suck? Yes, okay, I'm all right with that.
Playing teams that suck.
I can feel okay about that.
Okay.
Less accomplished.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
That was really well said.
We're playing some big bone teams, right?
Wow.
Yeah, we're playing some teams that are still developing.
So last night in this game, Ben Lively, who's pitching for the Guardians, is on the mound. It was a scoreless game, and he had a runner on third base. And this happened. That was last night on Bally Sports Great Lakes. Rick Manning, Matt Underwood, and Andre Knott dealing with a very confusing situation.
Can't wait till this happens to someone else in a bigger market and people are going to be completely
going nuts,
flipping out.
Why was,
this is not the first time this is going to happen.
No. Why was Lively called for a buck? Well, it's a newer rule that's been instituted in Major League Baseball. It's actually been around for like 7 years, but it was instituted mainly because of David Price. You remember David, Tampa Bay Rays lefty, and then was with the Dodgers and all that stuff. His pitching windup was nearly identical to what he did in the stretch. So if you're in the windup, you've got 2 feet on the rubber.
Okay.
If you're in the stretch, you have 1 foot engaged with the rubber and the other one somewhere else. And because his motion was so similar, David Price, you know, it can be confusing for a runner, right?
Okay, so what?
So if you're in the windup and let's say a man's on third, okay, you want to steal home. As soon as you move, man, you can bolt, right? If you're in, and you can't throw, if you're in the windup, you can't throw to third base.
Right.
But if you're in the stretch, the minute you move, you could actually be making that move toward third base. And Major League Baseball instituted this rule where guys who are close like that have to tell them if they're in the stretch or the windup.
I do declare I am in the windup.
I think I have this all right. And
you have to declare.
Apparently, Ben Lively didn't say, fellas, I'm in the stretch. And if you look really closely, his front foot was not on the rubber. It was on the dirt. But it looks like he's pitching out of the windup. And that's why he was called for a buck.
This rule has been in effect for 7 years?
Andy, it's rule 5.07A.
Oh, A. I get confused with S and B.
A, 2, actually.
Oh,
It's 5.07, parentheses, lowercase a, parentheses, 2. I'll read the rule to you, okay? I hate reading but here we go.
How many times have they called this, I wonder?
With a runner or runners on base, a pitcher will be presumed to be pitching from the set position if he stands with his pivot foot in contact with and parallel to the pitcher's plate. They call it the pitcher's plate. It was always the rubber, wasn't it? And his other foot is in front of the pitcher's plate unless he notifies the umpire that he will be pitching from the windup position under such circumstances prior to the beginning of an at-bat. A pitcher will be permitted to notify the umpire that he is pitching from the windup position within an at-bat only in the event of A, substitution by the offensive team, or B, immediately upon the advancement of one or more runners, i.e. after one of the base runners advances.
Does he get time to do this? That's my question. Does he have to call the umpire out? Does the catcher have to do it? How does that, like, who actually declares? And then if you have a pitch
apparently the pitcher has to. And if you look at the video, you can see that only one of his feet is actually on the rubber. So that's what the deal was. His left foot was really close, but it wasn't on the rubber, and it kind of looked like he was going from the windup.
Dan, when's the last time you saw this called, if this rule's been around for 7 years?
I've seen it called before, but I don't, like, have that in front of me.
I mean,
it's been called in the past. I mean,
is this the first time for the Guardians or the first time we've actually kind of noticed it?
It's the first time I've noticed it, I'll be honest.
I've noticed it. It's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around for a while. It's not like this happens every so often. You know, it's one of those kind of silly things. Well, I shouldn't say silly, but it's one of those things that there was a miscommunication somewhere involved. Ben Lively was asked about it after the game, had this to say. Yeah, and so
So he actually felt like he declared.
Right. I think the problem is he didn't start it by going, I do declare.
Yeah.
He could go from there. Like,
we're all going foghorn leghorn here.
Well,
it's from The Office. The line's from The Office.
Oh, I was going Foghorn Leghorn.
It's from Foghorn Leghorn.
I was going Foghorn Leghorn.
Andy,
he's never an Office guy.
Come on, man.
It's fine.
I'm Foghorn Leghorn too, but I remember it more from The Office. Steve Carell, they did this like.
Well, where do you think he got
murder
it from?
Mystery?
I don't know.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Well, Stephen Vogt had this to say on the Bach Rule.
All right.
Can I throw this one at
you? So you said this rule's been in for 7 years. Stephen Vogt thinks it's only been in for a year.
Well, Stephen's a new manager, Andy.
Oh, well, it's a year for him.
It's a year for him.
He's working on it.
Yep.
Should he have gotten tossed last night then?
Oh, no, he declared.
He declared that the umpire was an idiot, so he was then? Okay. Is that what he said? You're an idiot. I declare you're...
Right.
I do declare you're right. An idiot.
Exactly. Right. And if you declare, it's okay. It's kind of like bless your heart.
Oh, okay. Oh,
can I throw this at you? Well, let me throw this one at you.
You better be quick.
And I'll declare I'm going to throw. And I'm throwing here out of the windup, okay? It's this. I kind of know baseball. Andy, you kind of know baseball. Dan, you kind of know baseball. There are so many little rules in the game of baseball that you think you know it. You know, you think you know something, and then all of a sudden it's like, what?
That's why the Europeans don't like baseball. They don't like football. Too many rules. Right? Tell us, Dan.
Ball, net, kick.
Tell us, football, Dan.
Football very much is the case.
But
baseball, I don't think it's that many.
Isn't that true, though?
I don't know. They've added so many rules the last 2 years.
A lot of little things in baseball. And I give, you know, the umpires, they really got to know their stuff. They really do. And then, you know, managers and everybody else need to know their stuff too. But so often you'll look to players and they'll be looking for clarification on a rule. Because the game has so many little things that you might not see.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They check his hat afterwards, too. Was the clock working right? Was the shot clock working right?
Cavaliers, Orlando
Magic. Is
there
a ghost run around fourth base?
First round, NBA playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.